Welcome to Team Boy TV Live. We're talking about the AFC West divisional breakdown. We're talking about, we got the Denver Broncos representing in the building today. This is good. That's what we're talking about. Speaking of Denver Broncos, I got the homie, the Sage of Sports Glass in the building. What's happening?
What up, fam? JB, BQ. Everybody out there on social media, we appreciate you guys joining the show. Let's get it cracking.
Yeah, let's do that. I want to make sure Joshua is in the chat. What's going on, Josh? What's happening, Chief? What's going on, the Raven Shogun JB? What's happening?
What's happening, Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other various social media platforms gears added to this day? What a blast, per usual.
Yes. So everybody watching,
let's go.
Make sure that audio is straight. I've been working on this audio all day. I got it about 95% cracked.
Let me check.
It ain't 100%, but I got it about 95% there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping it's good.
Better than zero.
No, right? Definitely. All right, let me go ahead and plug all the socials real quick. You can follow all of us on Twitter, man. You know, Glass is going to be at the Sage of Sports 1. The Raven Shogun is going to be at the Raven Shogun. I'm going to be at Team Boy TV. Catch us all on Instagram under the same type of situations. And also, if you're not subscribed to us on YouTube, go ahead and do that. Follow us on our Facebook page at Urban Arena Media. Well, actually, it's like facebook.com/Urban Arena Media. Check us out there. We are streaming live on Urban Arena tonight, and I think the audio was perfect on there tonight.
Yeah,
you're looking good. Glad you're moderating the
yeah.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get into it, man. Broncos Fanatic is in the building. He said, "Sup, fellas? What's up, Glass?
What up?
Broncos coming out representing tonight." All right, what's going on, JB? Everything good, man?
Man, everything good, man. We just, hey, look, this process and this divisional breakdowns is necessary. I usually think like,
why we
start so far out, but it's necessary because of the bugs.
Very necessary.
Everybody last week, the week before, man, we're just going to work these bugs out as we go. Yeah. We hate it just like you do, but just bear with us.
It's growing pains, man. And it's like, this is our preseason. So we have like 8 weeks to get this top notch for y'all. By the time the season kicks off, this show is going to be straight up polished, ready to go. Ain't that right, Glass?
Yes, sir. Yeah, right, we got trust in you, Big Q.
Hey,
you're the technical genius of the group, man. I ain't worried about it.
Nah, not one bit. We're going to be fine.
All right, let's kick this thing off proper. Joshua's like, I can finally hear Q. Hey, look, man. Good stuff, man. Let's do it, Glass. Take us where we need to go. Let's do it.
All right, man. We are talking about the 2019 AFC West. As always, we start from the bottom and go to the top. And the bottom dwellers, as always, and of course, I got a little smile on my face talking about them when they're in the basement. The Oakland Raiders. They finished the season 4-12, 1-5 in the division. They were 28th in offense, 30th last in defense. Top passer, Derek Carr, 381 completions out of 553 attempts for 4,049 yards, 19 TDs, 10 interceptions. Top rusher was Doug Martin, 172 attempts for 723 yards, 4 TDs, 3 fumbles. It was low because it was running back by committee. You had Marshawn Lynch and Jalen Richard behind him. Top receiver was Jared Cook, which is a tight end. Targeted 101 times with 68 receptions for 896 yards, 6 TDs, no fumbles, but now he's playing for the Saints. Top defensive players, Maurice Hurst, 4 sacks, Tahir Whitehead, 89 tackles, and Marcus Gilchrist with 3 interceptions.
Oh, man. So listen, Glass, Jimmy, I know y'all ready to get into this one. Y'all are ready to tear these Oakland Raiders apart. I already know it. Right. So listen, we already know what happened. A couple years ago, this team was on the cusp of becoming great again. You know, their young quarterback, what's his name? Carr?
Derek Carr.
Yeah, Derek Carr was on the cusp of joining the elite. Next thing you know, he goes down to injury. They ain't been right since. Since then, we've seen the departure of one Khalil Mack, which we didn't think was going to be that much of an impact. Yes, we did. We knew it was going to be an impact because he went to Chicago and balled out last year, right? So, and then this year, we see the arrival of one Antonio Brown. JB, I'm coming to you first. So, back, let's rewind the clock back to when Antonio Brown first signed, or we first knew that Mike Mayock and John Gruden were looking to sign Antonio Brown. What was your thoughts, man?
I thought it was a good thing because he needed to get out of Pittsburgh. He had, you know, early on, all the blame he was putting on Ben and Coach Tomlin, it was kind of justified, especially from my position. I'm like, well, you know, I could kind of buy that. Lo and behold, fast forward, we start seeing these stories, you know, frozen feet, he bitching about a helmet, you know, not coming to practice, not paying attention in meetings. This is typical Antonio. So they got a problem. I think Pittsburgh dodged a bullet.
I think so, too. I think as long as Pittsburgh could win, they probably would have tried to hang on to Antonio Brown. But the minute they start making the playoffs and stuff, Glass, I think, you know what, like, this problem is too big. Let's just get rid of him. And I just got a feeling, like, you know, that Gruden and them don't really know what they got on their hands right now. I don't know. So far, it's been hilarious. But what you think, Glass?
I totally agree. You know, usually you will tolerate a player if he have that type of talent. It gets to the point now he's so diva-ish, it's not even worth it. I mean, as Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, you don't show up in the crucial parts of the game when you're supposed to show up, like, what was that, week 17, trying to make the playoffs, and you don't show up, and you're trying to get in the game the day of, you know, it don't work like that, especially with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because they're the stalwart of the of class in the NFL. And some things you just don't change. I don't care how good the talent is. If you don't show up and play like you're supposed to play, you can't be on this team. Gruden, on the other hand, he's able to make mistakes. And we talked about this last week, a week before last. He getting paid $100 million for 10 years. He ain't going anywhere. So whether it's good or bad, he's there. So I like that he gave up Khalil Mack to my hometown Chicago Bears. He gave up Amari Cooper to – see, that's another thing. You give up Amari Cooper, but then you get this headache in Antonio Brown. So right. I don't know if they even know what they're doing over there, but I'm liking it.
Listen, let me address something real quick. So T-Money is in the building. Like, T-Money, you know I always love when you come on the show. This is what T-Money says, JB. I'm going to give you guys a chance to discuss it. He says, people hating Cousins AB, but the first time he gets a concussion with these new helmets – what, you're going to look at him in the eyes and say? Now, that's what I'm going to say about that first. Today, I'll let you guys get a chance to talk about it. I thought the new helmets were designed to minimize the concussion. This is why we have the new helmets, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, fellas, take it away. You go ahead.
All right, I'll go first. But look, man, it just, the helmets is, the one he has is designed to fail. You know, like, if they told him a year prior that the Rhino helmet was going to be discontinued. He wore it last year, the last year that he could wear it. He knew this was coming. The new helmet might not match his swag or whatever it is that he like about the old helmet. But, I mean, it's to protect him. So if you're mad about something that's going to prolong your memory or your brain and help you play longer, I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, I know Brady has something to say about getting fitted for one, too. He hadn't found one he liked, but he didn't have the kind of reaction Brown had. So I don't look at it as a good thing. They're trying to help you.
You know what? I agree with you totally. T-Money continues, Glass, and he says, but yeah, we love Brady, and he made a whole fuss about what kind of footballs he used. But if I recall, he served a 4-game suspension because of that, right?
Exactly. Okay. Listen, man, I don't understand Antonio Brown. I understand, you know, athletes are creatures of habit. You know, you had this for 10 years, they said, and everything, but if I ain't mistaken, the NFL prepared y'all like a year or two ago saying that everything gonna change and be prepared for it. And it seems like, you know, Tom Brady was, I ain't gonna say crying about it, but he wasn't comfortable with it. Rodgers wasn't comfortable. Aaron Rodgers wasn't comfortable with it. But you the only one gonna sit here and gripe about it, go get you a lawyer. You waste the money getting a lawyer and all of this stuff. You being the only one and you making a gripe about it, still in yet. Is for your safety. I know it makes your head look big and all that, but if I ain't mistaken, what, about 5 years ago when Vontaze Burfict cracked you in your head, your helmet didn't save you then. So let's be real about this.
Actually, the guy ain't been the same since.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To be perfect.
It's crazy, man.
Before you move on, Q, Money, is he a PS4 guy or Xbox guy?
Wow. Listen, I
sort of know.
Challenge.
Well, because you try to get rid of the sticks, right? Oh, you can't get rid of the sticks.
I see him stunting on Twitter a whole lot about how well he can play. I just want to see where he is.
Okay.
All right. Nah, he put videos and all of that, but I want to play him, so, you know.
Hey, look, I would love to see it. Y'all need to live stream it on Twitter so everybody can watch it.
I want to see that myself.
Nah, yeah, everybody's pretty nice though, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna even stunt. I'll watch his stuff. So
right.
Pretty good.
But either way, at the end of the day, what we trying to figure out is Antonio Brown going to be a detriment or something else to that team? I think we're going to see Derek Carr and Antonio Brown ball. I think the production going to be there. What's his average? 13, 1,400 yards a game?
We're going to see two Antonio Brown.
That is what I was about to say. Now, winning solve everything.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
But when you can't do it, because their division is going to be, they're going to have some competition.
Yeah, I didn't say they were going to win a lot of games. I just said the production was going to be there. Right, you know what I'm saying? Listen, they're still playing the AFC West.
If they're having a losing season and the production high through Antonio, he'll be satisfied.
Right, but if we can look at the schedule and find out.
Yeah. Man was about to retire over the helmet, bro.
Right. So, I mean, I think once the season starts and it's go time, Antonio Brown during the season is usually okay. This is all season lull and ain't really nothing else popping. And you know, he want to get out there and shine. So I think once the season starts, he'll be okay. So let's look at this. I hope not.
He might have cold feet.
Okay, so here's how we kick things off. We kick things off on Thursday. Nope, that's it.
Monday.
Oh, it's on ESPN. Broncos Raiders to kick things off. I know you got a lot to say about that. I know you and Bronco Fanatic gonna have a lot to say about that. That's cool. We're gonna talk about it. It's in Oakland, you know, and they got the Chiefs. They got a Chiefs in Oakland. Then they got a 2-game road trip, the Vikings, Colts, finished that little stretch before the bye with the Chicago Bears at home. Khalil Mack returns to the black hole. Okay. With the Joe Flacco-led Broncos, I see them. It's going to be a good game. I don't really know what the Broncos going to give me this year. I see the Broncos maybe squeaking one out here. It's going to be a good game. Week one, I think I'd give it to Broncos. I think the Chiefs going to come in there and kick them around. They might can go on the road and win against the Vikings. I'm going to say Oakland can win. I think we're going to see that's the first game where Antonio Brown's going to ball out. Him and Derek Carr going to get like 425, I think, to 425 that game. Then the Colts come in there. Oh, they go see the Colts. Colts win. I mean, clearly, with Khalil Mack coming back to the black hole, I don't know if it's the first time. Did he come back last year?
No, he didn't.
I don't think he did.
Did he even play Oakland last year?
No,
I don't think he did. So okay. I'm giving Chicago Bears the dub, even though it was a road game for them. So first five games, I got Oakland 2-3 glass.
I thought you were going to go 1-4, and that one of them teams you gave a win to, I don't believe that. Of course, we're going to
annihilate them. You're going to win the Vikings game?
Yeah, the Vikings game. Come on, man. Anyway, we're going to annihilate them. Going to go ahead and start the demolition real quick. Chiefs going to finish them off. And because they're getting whooped by the Broncos and the Chiefs, they don't have a chance at the Vikings. I'm going to give them the Colts for a simple fact. We don't know what Andrew Luck we're going to get. So I'm going to give them the Colts.
I not get a Andrew Luck.
Right.
Khalil Mack gonna have some get back from the Chicago Bears. So I'm getting 1-4. Bye bye.
1-4. Oh, but I forgot you got some extra hate
Yeah. I'm proud to tell you, I hate these fools.
Okay. All right, JB, what's up?
I don't think Antonio will be back before the bye. Personally, I don't think he'll be. If he is back, he won't be a hundo. So, without all the dramatics, I'm just gonna say 1-4. Also, it'll be the Colts game I'm giving him instead of Minnesota, though.
Oh wow!
Mm.
I I mean, I gave him the Colts game and the Minnesota. I gave him both of those road games. You know what I mean? But that's okay. That's cool. I you know, y'all don't believe in the
I personally think a couple of these, two of these games are going to give them some roster issues. Because I don't think the Denver game is going to, they're going to come out of that one. They're going to limp into week one, you know, without everybody. And the Chicago game is going to be kind of hard.
Well, it's going to be hard on them. You said you didn't think AB was going to be available until after the bye. He reported the practice today.
They're going to limp into week one, and then you're going to have to try to – somebody, whoever playing behind him, because it's a lot of draft picks over there in Oakland that we don't know anything about. Yeah. High draft picks, too. So somebody will try to fill a void. I don't know how that will withstand as a rookie or a second-year guy. We'll see.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to the press again. Okay. Where were we? We had the bye week seven. Okay, week seven is two road games against the Packers and the Texans. Right. I might like them against the Packers. I don't know about the Texans so much. I like them at home against the Lions. Divisional game at home against the Chargers. I like the Chargers in that game. I like them against the Bengals. I like them on the road against the Jets. I'm going to go ahead and give the Chiefs the sweep. I'm going to give them an L against the Titans at home. I'm going to give them an L against the Jags at home. Yeah, I'm going to give them an L against the Jags at home. And they got two division games at the end on the road. Denver already came in their house and beat them. It's kind of hard for them to win in Mile High. So I guess we're giving Broncos a sweep here. Not going to get a sweep to the Chargers.
They're going to get sweep by two divisional opponents.
I'm not going to get a sweep to the Chargers. And I'm not going to get... Yeah, so that's what it is. So they're going to get swept by the Chiefs and by the Broncos. But not by the Chargers. So, look, they finished. I got them finishing. I gave them, what, two games early? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, two games early. And I give them another four here. So I give them 6-10. All right, JB. 6-10 is where I put him. 6-10 with Antonio Brown on the roster.
Yeah, I don't think the Texans will win against them. I don't think the Packers will win against them. I don't think the Bengals will win. I don't think the Jags will win. So I'll stop right there. I already gave them two earlier, plus them four. I'm gonna give them a 7-9 record or 8-8 record.
Okay.
Glass, you act like you just can't stand it when I'm giving them more than two wins this season.
You know what I'm saying? You know it burns Glass up.
10-8-8. Listen, man, I would give them the Packers, but they playing in Lambeau Field. I can't give it.
What time of year is that?
October 20th.
Miles.
It's not cold. It's not freezing yet. They're gonna lose.
It ain't Oakland either. So okay, sorry.
Do that. No problem. They're gonna lose the Texans. I might give them the Lions.
Yeah.
Let me just put out there right now, they're going to get swept by the whole division. So, of course, I'm going to have them lose to the Chargers. They might beat the Bengals. Jets will win. Chiefs will win. One of them games between the Titans and Jaguars, I give it to them. The other two games, divisional games, they will lose. So, they'll end up 4-12.
4-12. Okay. So, you went 4-12. I went 6-10. JB went 8-8.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Okay. So I don't think we don't know, but I don't think that really moves them out of the basement, right?
Nope.
No.
All right. So Broncos Fanatic said Raiders are beating the Jets. They suck traveling to the East Coast. Plus Jets look like they're gonna be better this year. I hope so, man. I do. I really do.
Wait, who's what? Okay.
Wait a minute.
That's your man, Broncos.
Who's going to the East Coast So if the Raiders suck going to the East Coast because the New York is on the East Coast, he's saying that they're going to beat the Jets if they suck going to East? I mean, come on.
Well, he said the Raiders are going to beat the Jets. And then he immediately said they suck traveling to the East Coast.
Okay, so.
Trying to make sure I'm reading it right. Okay. Team Weddy got him starting at 2-3, kind of like I did beating the Broncos and the Colts.
Yeah, I T-Money just trolling right now. That's all good, man. You know better.
I don't know, man. You know,
Stop, JB. There will be no slander to my Denver Broncos, man.
Oh, you wait. My Super Bowl pick is in this division, so.
I feel you. I feel you. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, you did say that. My fault.
Did he say what? Said Chargers?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Let's go move on, man. Let's talk about my beloved Denver Broncos. Yes, we finished the season 6-10 in division. Excuse me. In the division, we was 2-4. We got a new head coach now. We got Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio.
Former defensive coordinator to my hometown, Chicago Bears. Last year, they finished 24th in offense, 13th on defense. Top passer was Case Keenum, 365 completion out of 586 attempts for 3,890 yards, 18 TDs, and 15 interceptions. That's intolerable. Now he plays for the Washington professional football teams, and we have Joe Flacco now. Thanks, JB. Top rusher, Phillip Lindsay, 192 attempts for 1,037 yards, 9 TDs, no fumbles. He was in Pro Bowl last year as a rookie. Top receiver, Emmanuel Sanders, targeted 98 times for 71 receptions for 868 yards, 4 TDs, and 1 fumble. Top defensive players, of course, y'all know who they are. Von Miller, 14.5 sacks. Bradley Chubb with 12 sacks. Todd Davis, 80 tackles. Justin Simmons and Chris Harris with 3 interceptions.
Hey, Q, do you see how detailed this stat line is for this team?
Oh, trust me. We're talking about the orange and blue. We got to get every single stat on the paper in there.
I can't go on. You want me to go on?
No, I'm
ready for y'all slander right now.
He so summarized the Oakland Raiders stat line, man.
Yeah. Why waste time on them? They're going to be at the bottom of the basement, man. Why waste time?
Wow. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, look. I gotta ask the question. Okay, we got a new quarterback who's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and you know, it's playoff Joe. We know Joe. We know what he got, and we know his potential. I mean, it was kind of long in the tooth, though. He's been around for a hot minute, right? Where is this supporting cast?
Huh?
I'm talking to you.
Talking to who?
You. I'm talking to you,
man,
and Broncos.
Wait. First off. Joe Flacco, yes, I know he long in the tooth. He's a Super Bowl quarterback, but we had a quarterback like that, 5 years ago in Peyton Manning, and what happened?
Yeah, but your defense was top one.
Okay, once again, we were 13th, I said. That's all good, man, but where's our supporting cast? Do you want me to go? Want me to start?
I'm asked the question.
All right,
I'm
got my journalistic duties. Offensive line. We got the best offensive line coach in Mike Munchak. We have good receivers in Emmanuel Sanders and Cortland Sutton. We got a first-round tight end that averaged 13 yards in college in Iowa in Nick Fonts. 2 premier pass rushers in the league with Von Miller, Bradley Chubb. 1 of the best corners in the league with Chris Harris. 2 fantastic nickel backs in Royce Freeman and Devontae Booker. And we just picked up Theo Riddick from the Lions. And we have a Pro Bowl running back in Phillip Lindsay.
Hey, JB, it's almost like I knew he wrote that down somewhere. I knew he took copious notes.
I'm ready. Look, I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
This is what's weird. I listen to this man trash Flacco when he was on my team.
No, I didn't. I've been a Flacco supporter since he came out of Delaware. Yeah. I trashed Flacco, man. Hey, don't lie on me, bro.
Hey, Q, smashing Joe, man. Joe, y'all don't think Joe gonna hold up this and the third, right?
I was there.
Hey, all of a sudden, he is God. Thanks, JB. Man, we took out the trash. We can have that, man.
Hey, that's what the coach did with Madden. Look what happened. I'll take it.
Joe gonna throw some crucial picks in games you think you got wrapped. And it's gonna be funny because I'm gonna tweet you about it. My class, do not pop that champagne. She gonna throw a great pick, maybe a big six. All right.
Hey, listen. I just knew. That's why I asked him. I asked him about the supporting cast. I knew he had 2 pages full of stuff.
Y'all,
I knew he did.
Big Fangio, get out of here, man. Big Fangio.
All right, I'm gonna get the schedule.
We will have no slander on my team. You know we're gonna be better than the Ofer. You know we're gonna be better than the Ofer, man. Come on, stop.
Bro, you're gonna be rocking Chicago Bears paraphernalia week 6.
Oh. Oh my God.
Chicago buried out, bro. Trust me, that hat,
okay.
I'm gonna ask you about this hat by 9 weeks from now.
All right,
like,
cool.
Let me get the show back on off the get yes, it back on the rails.
Get back okay, on track. Like
the rails. Okay. So listen, they got a week 10 bye.
Yeah.
And we already gave them a game against the Raiders, right? So we know they going on the road to start the season off. Then they got the Bears coming in there. What's gonna be a tough game for them.
That's what they're like gonna crack.
I don't really like their chances against the Bears.
I don't have to change colors. They both blue and orange, bro.
That's when you go crack. You're going to go from a horse to a seat. Oh, go to a seat.
Oh, wow.
Y'all going to let me finish the schedule or what?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
What week is this? Week 2, last crack right there. Boom.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. So I got them winning against the Raiders, losing against the Bears, winning in Green Bay. Okay, they went at home against the Jags. I think Phillip Rivers and them going to give them a run for their money in Los Angeles. I got them losing that game. They win against the Titans at home. Oh, God, that could be a game right there, Glass. At home against the Kansas City Mahomes. Oh, week 7, they lose this one. Yeah, I got them losing that one. I think they go out to Indy. Week 8, we're gonna have luck back yet. I don't think I'm gonna give them the Colts, and that's gonna be funny right before the bye. Baker Mayfield coming to Denver with the Browns, and they gonna get a shutout. That's what. Okay, 9 games. I got them 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 glass.
Okay. Of course, I got them beating the Raiders. They're going to lose to the Bears. They're going to beat the Packers, the Jaguars. They're going to lose to the Chargers, beat the Titans, lose to the Chiefs, beat the Colts, lose to the Browns. We're going to be 5-4.
Okay, you're giving them one more game. All right, glad, JB.
Here we go.
Hey, man. I was going to agree with you, man, but. I'm gonna say 4-5. I think you're gonna have a hangover. Joe definitely gonna have a hangover after what the Bears do to him. He's probably gonna throw about 4 or 5 picks that game.
Ooh, Jesus.
So the Packers gonna catch a wounded Denver team. That'll squeak one out against it. So 4-5 before the bye.
I like 4-5 before the bye too. After the bye, man, things get a little bit interesting. So listen, they got 2 games in a row against the Vikings and the Bills. I out of them 2 road games, they come back home with one of them. They win the game against the Bills. They got the Chargers coming in there. They win that one. So at the Houston, I like Denver here on the road. Then they go since Kansas City came in there and beat them in Denver. I think Denver. I'm gonna give Denver the first game against the Chiefs, and then I'm gonna take it and flip it, and then have them lose against the Chiefs and KC, and they win the last 2 games. So listen, they turn it around at the end. The last couple games, man, they had 4-5 to start, and then they got another 4 games right there. 8-8, Glass. 8-8 for your Denver Broncos.
It's a come up.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I keep it real. I keep it real. Yeah. I'm gonna be real. You know what I'm saying? Plus, we got the juggernaut in our division anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not. Yeah. You know, I'll take it.
And you know what? Listen, that one game skid that I get, like, because it could be 9-7, but Cleveland, man, I think by November Cleveland gonna be clicking, and that's gonna be a turning point in their season. If they can go into Denver and win in Denver, they make it in the playoffs. They're going to make it in there.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Hey, but Joe owns some Cleveland Browns now.
I'm going to have them lose to the Vikings because it's in Minnesota. They're going to beat the Bills, lose to the Chargers. I think they're going to beat the Texans in Houston, lose to the Chiefs, and win the next 2 games. I got them going 9-7.
Okay, 9-7. Okay, I mean, like I said, I could be 9-7 too, but my official pick gonna be 8-8. All right, JB, where you at?
Okay, so look, man, you gotta pay what you done to Vance Joseph. Ain't nobody forgot, man. Uh-oh. You're a real football fan. That was a travesty, man. I think Lovey Joseph, man, who was up over there with the Jets, man, it's just a travesty how this thing happened. You gotta pay for your transgressions, man. Blast. Yeah. So you were 6-10 last year. You talking about Fangio? He's some type of magician. Well, he gonna turn a 6-2. He only gonna get y'all 2 more wins, and you're gonna be 8-8, bro.
All right.
So Team Money says 2-14.
Is the youngest quarterback out there. That's crazy.
Yeah. So what you think about 2-14? I can't do 2-14, but that's what Team Money
said. Who said 2-14?
Team Money.
All right, T-Money, listen here, bro. I'll watch what you... Wait, what did the Panthers finish last year?
Hold up.
Okay, no. Like I said, you know what? I'll take that back, Big Q. We ain't talking about the blue and silver, nothing like that. All I got to say, yeah. T-Money, is, man, dude, you need to stop trolling, bro. You bigger than that, man. You know better than that. 2-12. 2-12, man.
Yeah, come on. I can't.
Oh, 2-14. I'm sorry, 2-14. Come on, man. 2 games. We finished last year 6-10. You gonna say we're gonna drop 2 games? So we're gonna be under the Oakland Raiders? Come on, man. You need to stop trolling. I still got love for you, bro. But come on.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what? Keep on thinking that way, because I know you're gonna pick them shut up league. I ain't gotta worry about you.
You know we like to start off hot, though. You know we start off hot. So anyway, Broncos Fanatic
says, he said 2-14.
Hold
on. I would love to know the 2 games you think we're gonna win. You know what? Don't even know what, T Money. I'm done with you, man. Let's move on, man.
So listen, Broncos Fanatic says, you act like the Broncos don't have talent though. Denver have more talent on offense than what he had in Baltimore. I might agree with that a little bit.
Maybe. But
yeah.
Joe gonna be Joe, man.
All right, Glass, take us away.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Now you're crabbing on Joe. I tell you, boy. Anyway, let's move on, man. We got the Los Angeles Chargers that finished season 12-4, 4-2 in the division. Of course, you know Anthony Lynn is the who was coach of the year last year?
I think it was Sean McVay.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Yeah.
6th in offense, 8th in defense. Top passer, of course, is Phillip Rivers, 347 completions for 508 attempts for 4,308 yards, 32 TDs, 12 interceptions. Top rusher is Melvin Gordon, 175 attempts for 885 yards, 10 TDs, 1 fumble. Top receiver is Keenan Allen, targeted 136 times with 97 receptions for 1,196 yards and 6 TDs, 3 fumbles. But I'm just gonna stop real quick. I like Keenan Allen. His problem was he was getting injured a lot. This was his first full season and he just blew up with numbers. So hopefully he'll keep it going, because I just like Keenan Allen. Top defenders: Melvin Ingram, 7 sacks; Derwin James, 75 tackles and 3 interceptions.
Wait a minute, what was it? What was the record?
12-4. They tied with the Chiefs.
12-4. And so this year, their running back is still holding out, right?
Yep.
So if
I don't blame him. I don't think he's gonna accomplish anything, but I don't blame him for a running back for holding out, man. Get your money.
No, I don't. But I'm just trying to figure out, is that really gonna impact them? Like, I mean, I know it's gonna impact them some way. But not like, I'm just trying to think if it's gonna impact them really, really hard.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I'm hoping he's ready by week one though. I hope so. You know what I'm saying? So
hey,
you know.
I don't like this new narrative of the league devaluing the running back position. Everybody know that football is the ultimate team sport. You need all 11. I don't care what you got, what service your running back or your fullback is giving you, you need them out there. So all these teams, you know, trying to do all these innovative new things. I think the last 2 Super Bowl winners had either running back by committee or star running back and a fullback in the game for pass protection, check downs, flat plays, etc. So You know, I don't know. I don't like the narrative, man. Pretty soon, you where's the farm? How you gonna? What's gonna happen when in 10 years when kids, right. when parents like don't play running back because
that's right.
It's a devalued position. So you got to keep that farm system alive. I don't know. Maybe like I
but
said,
I think we talked about this a bit when we talked about the NFC East. We were talking about Ezekiel Elliott. I think I brought it up where we talked about the last few Super Bowl winning teams and how they needed a running back to win it. Barring maybe Denver. Maybe Denver might have been the only exception. But I think every other team, even the Patriots, if we talk about the Patriots, the last two Super Bowls they won, they wouldn't have won them without a running back. And the running back is unsung. Exactly. He's unsung.
Right.
It's crazy. I don't know why. The first part of the season, regular season stuff, they air it out. It's awesome, you know. But as we get into playoff time, if you ain't got no running back, you're probably not going to advance far.
Well, and think about it. Look what happened to Atlanta. Freeman, right. He went out. They weren't the same team. Of course, they had a lot of injuries on defense. But I can name a couple of different teams. They look different. When Ezekiel Elliott was out with suspension, Cowboys looked a whole – they looked night and day. Yeah. So this whole narrative of that's why I say you should standardize play. You should pay by position. The highest play, I guess, you know, the running back ceiling is, you know, a $30 million a year dollar contract, you know. But Todd Gurley, let's just say that. And look what happened right there. You know, he got hurt and they lost Super
Bowl. Yeah.
So you need some form of running game, you know. Exactly. I don't know about if you don't have a star running back, I don't think the devaluing of that position is the way to go.
So Glenn, since JB brought it up, I guess we're going to touch on it for a second here.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody trying to reset the running back market. And, you know, Le'Veon Bell kind of kicked it off. And, you know, he sat out the whole season. He took it to, like, really, like, extreme. But do you think these running backs can actually reset the market? I mean, JB just said it. We see the decline in, on what they're worth. Can they reset it?
They're going to have to.
See it happening.
You need a running back. I don't care what anybody say. I know it's devaluated right now and all that, but you need it. Now, my thing is that I get in the front end, you know, after what? They only good for 3 to 4 years. So I want them to get paid ASAP. I understand you got a rookie contract and let that last like 2, maybe 3 years. Then really pay them. I say 2 years, then pay them.
Yeah.
So, to me, the running backs are doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, after 2 years, go ahead and sit out until you get paid. That's the only way they're going to get their money as of right now until they change the CBA, in 2020?
Right.
So, and I told you last week, expect Saquon Barkley to do the same thing next year. Get paid. I'm going to sit out because I'm your workhorse. Pay me as such.
I think it's a slippery slope. Now, granted, that it's still football, though. You know, like, you know, how is the punter going to make more than a guy like Saquon Barkley who's on a rookie contract? Right. And his position is devalued, but he take the most contact. A punter who's only got one job, and it's no contact on most of the time he's on the field, get paid more than a guy or once-in-a-generation talent like Saquon? It's robbery. You know what I'm saying? This is where I side with the players. It's robbery, man. It's
pretty rough. It's pretty rough. But I just really don't see it really changing unless somebody like some smart owner come along and change it, like do it pay by performance, or you know, like a tight end can get paid more than a punter because maybe he on his second contract, and the punter can get paid more than the rookie running back because he's on a second contract. You know what I mean? Like, the rookie's going to get paid rookie money regardless.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Glass.
Explain to me. I blame the NFLPA on this one. How in the hell you going to have somebody on, 3 to 4 year rookie contract and you could franchise tag them 2 more times?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where the devaluation is coming from. It's like, dude, I got you on a rookie contract. I'm going to pay everybody else their money, but we're going to keep on giving you the ball 400 times during the season. Right. Oh,
so,
man.
And, Glass, you strengthened my point. So how in the hell can you have a guy in there giving him the ball all these times, carry the ball, on a rookie contract, then franchise him two more times after that, when you already say the life of a running back is only 3 years.
Exactly. So
that's asinine. That don't make sense.
I'm going to tell you who was part of this. It's what's the coach's name in Arkansas? What's his name? Nick Saban? Is that his name?
That's Alabama,
man.
Okay, Alabama. Alabama mm-hmm. and Arkansas. Both of those teams, if they didn't produce running backs the way they did, maybe things would be different.
You know, totally agree. Because they don't have quarterbacks.
They produce like two or three of them every year. Yeah. Heisman Trophy winning running backs.
If you show me a team that's got an offense that's going five wide spread offense the whole way and end up a champion, then you can tell me about this running back position. Right. And I already said the fullback position was the die. It's pretty much extinct. Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw what happened last time a team tried that. The New England Patriots are a perfect example of that. They ran that offense all the way up to the Super Bowl, but a team who had better defense and a running game beat them eventually. The only loss they took that whole season. It is what it is, right?
They had the one thing that they didn't, and it's that simple.
Yep. All right, Glass. Well, here we go. Let's do it. Melvin Gordon conversation kicked us off for a little tangent right there, but it's all good. Okay, so the Chargers open up at home against the Colts. Without their run, I hope he's going to be there, man. I hope they're going to need him for their opener. But they got a nice little fast aerial attack. I think the Colts are going to keep up with them in this game. So I like the Chargers here in the opener. I like them going to Detroit and getting a win, too. So that means that whenever we get a Detroit division, they must ain't going to win no games.
I don't think so. We got two more. We got another team to do. So we're going to have to
go ahead and crown the
champion of the AFC West if y'all want to, because I feel like it.
Whoa. Okay, so let me just run through it real quick. So first 11 games, let's see, Colts, Colts and Dolphins. Titans. 11 games. I give them six out of the 11. I got them 6 out of 11. Glass. Oh, you reaching?
Hard.
Eight and three.
And I gave the Broncos the sweep over the Chargers.
Crazy. No. I know. 8-3
8-3 That's a really nice start. Yeah, I thought my six was a nice start. But 8 is good too. I like that too. All right, JB, where you at?
Same. I agree wholeheartedly.
What,
actually, eight and three for the start. I see a ninth game, but. That's gonna be iffy. Depends on what happened in the previous one. That's how it always go with a divisional game. Just don't know. Man.
Okay. So we got a late bye, which might benefit them greatly, or it might not. Who knows? They come back after bye, two road games against the Broncos and Jags, then two homers with the Vikings and Raiders. Finish up in Arrowhead. So I would give them 6. I like. 7 against the Broncos. Nope, that's in Denver, though. Nope, not that one. So they go to Jacksonville and get a win. So that's 7. 8 against the Raiders. So that's 8-8 for them. I got 8-8 for them.
Yes. Okay.
And JB, what you said?
Wait a minute. What did you just say, bro?
I said that got them going to Jacksonville and winning. Okay? And then I got them winning against the Vikes at home, and then winning against the Raiders. So they go after the bye, they will lose the game in Denver and the game in Kansas City.
And then their whole record will be what?
8-8.
So listen, man, I know we got to move on. They went 12-4 last year, bro.
I know where they went last year.
Okay,
I'm looking at the schedule that's in front of them this year.
I'm going to let that marinate.
So, listen, I can't remember what their schedule was last year, but I'm going to get their schedule this year. And based on the little bit of information that we have about these teams, I'm thinking about the matchups. And I got them at 8-8. Right, maybe 9-7, and three, but 8-8 is where I'm at.
13-3, man.
All right.
Oh,
it's low. Lighter. Their schedule is significantly lighter than last year.
All right.
Okay.
Broncos. Right. The Broncos gonna win at home. They're gonna beat the Jaguars. They're gonna lose to the Vikings. I gave them a split, man. Come on, man. They're gonna lose to the Vikings. They're gonna beat the Raiders, and they're gonna lose to the Chiefs. I got them finishing 10-6. Hopefully, they'll make a wild card.
So two games. And then you had three, JB.
Oh, didn't the Chargers sweep the Broncos last year?
I think they did.
That season, but they didn't sweep it?
No, it was split.
The Broncos are improved this year, though. You know, especially at the quarterback position. They've been struggling at the quarterback position since Peyton Manning retired. So, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, we had Osweiler, some other junk.
All right, let's not go. Let's bring up the past, bro.
And JB. Just in case Flacco don't work out, and maybe he only good for about 10 games, they got the rookie.
If Flacco don't work out, John Elway got to lose his job.
It's Nick Mangiau, man. Go back and get Vance Joseph, man. Y'all know.
They're not going to go back on that. They feel strongly about that thing.
Anyway, hey, 13-3, man. They're going to win this division. Hey, listen, one of these guys got to retire. I'm definitely not rooting for Brady to win anything. So I won't be – maybe if Rivers go, maybe they had a solid competition who will last longer. Because they the only two dinosaurs left.
Listen, you went on the limb and you put the Chargers in the Super Bowl. I love that pick. But I can't agree with it. I would love to see it, though. I would love to see it. But
yeah, you've been caping up for the Chargers for a while.
If they get Melvin Gordon back, it's on.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's go and move on.
He gonna change the running back landscape.
As long as they get paid, I don't care how they do it.
All right, man.
Let's move on. Kansas City Chiefs finished season 12-4, 5-1 in division. They was first in offense. 24th in defense. Top passer was your league MVP, Patrick Mahomes. 383 completions. Out of 580 attempts for 5,097 yards, 50 TDs, 12 interceptions. Top rusher is Kareem Hunt. He only played 11 games. 181 attempts for 824 yards, 7 TDs, no fumbles. Now he plays for the Cleveland Browns. He on suspension. Top receiver is Tyreek Hill, targeted 137 times with 87 receptions for 1,479 yards. 12 TDs, no fumbles. Top defensive player, Chris Jones, 15 and a half sacks. Damn. Anthony Hitchens, 81 tackles. Steve Nelson, 4 interceptions.
Yeah. Okay.
No Houston. No Eric Berry.
Yeah. No Tyreek Hill.
A couple more over there that's gone. No
Tyreek Hill, no LeVar Hunt.
Yeah, D4 is out. Get out of here.
That's what I was going to say, JB. You beat me to the punch. Listen, I think what Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs did last year was amazing. It was fun to watch. It was exciting. But, man, it ain't going to be the same this year. It just ain't, man. I just got a feeling that it's not going to be.
I had a honey badger one over there.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
No Eric Berry, though.
Yeah.
I know me. Anyway. So
let's get right into it. All right, so listen, they got two road games to open up, Jags and Raiders. I like the Chiefs in both of those games. They got the Ravens coming in week 3. Good game.
That's the game.
I don't know if the second-year quarterback is ready. Not for this one. I like KC in this game, too. I like them going on the road.
Y'all almost beat them last year. Y'all remember the game?
Hey, listen.
Anyway, listen,
you know how I feel about Lamar Jackson. You already know. Right. So listen, 1-2-3, Lions, Colts, Texans. There was the game in Denver. I think I already gave to the Broncos. So that's up for their first loss against the Broncos. They come back, they get them two games at home against the Pack and the Vikings. They go on the road against the Titans. I like them on the road against the Titans. Don't like them against the Chargers. So, first 11, I got them winning all of them except 2. So, that's 9-2. Nope, that's
Yeah, it's 9-2.
9-2. You're right. Okay. And I mean, that's a very nice start.
And I have to piggyback on that or copy that. Two games they're going to lose is the division games against the Broncos at Denver and Chargers at Los Angeles. 9-2.
7-4.
How about you? What'd you say that, JB?
7-4.
Okay. You don't want to elaborate on that?
There's a couple of trap games in here.
That could be true. Yeah, I can see that. I can see an extra game.
Texans, Titans, depends on if Luck come back. Trap all over, bro.
Okay. All right. So they're going to finish it up. The game at home against the Raiders, I think they're going to go ahead and put that sweep on the Raiders. I'm trying to figure out how did they fare. How did Patrick Mahomes fare against Tom Brady last year? Because I know they played.
It was a shootout.
I think it was.
Did they win that one?
During the season on the postseason.
I'm talking about the season opener. I think the Chiefs they got over on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
They lost 54 or something. The conference championship because they didn't get the ball back.
Right.
Yeah, but it's hard for me to bet against old. And if Brady is still upright and clicking in December, man, it's hard for me to bet against that man that late in the season, man. I'm going to go with the Patriots on that one. I'm going to give the Chiefs to win against the Broncos at home. I think they're going to get shocked in Chicago. And then they can finish up winning the game at home against the Chargers. So they're split with the Chargers. So that gives them 12. That's 12-4, right?
Yep.
Yep, that's what it is. Is that what they were last year?
Yep.
All right, so same record. Still wins the division.
Yep. You
know? So I ain't got 13. What you got, JB? 13, bro.
You got 13?
Home field advantage. Let's go.
Anyway,
all right.
I'm with Big Q. 12-4.
Yeah, 12-4. Still wins.
They're gonna lose to the Patriots. They're gonna lose to the Bears.
Yeah. You know what? The only thing I'm kind of concerned about is I don't know what the Tyreek Hill situation looked like, and he was a big part of their offense last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure whatever happens, they'll get him back. Probably about week 5.
He ain't suspended. He ain't get charged.
He's playing.
He's there.
He's good?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay then.
They don't have enough evidence, so they did strike.
Okay. So what are they doing at running back?
I don't know. Maybe West got a running over there. I don't know.
Oh, no, it was Miller. Was it Miller? Lamar Miller?
No.
Nah.
Williams. Let me look.
That is going to be the problem.
Yeah, that's what you so. Lose.
Damian right? Williams.
Yep.
Okay.
Never heard of the guy. Yeah. Spencer Hurd.
Well, it might run to a problem right there. Okay. Exactly. So we have the Kansas City Chiefs winning a division, followed by the Los Angeles.
What my record was with them, and they stipulation.
What you said, 13-3?
I said that for the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, okay.
So, they're going to be 10-6. Allen for a wild card is going to be another AFC team that's a better, sexier wild card team than them. They ain't going to make the playoffs.
Ooh, no. Ooh. Can't do
then
that.
It's going to all back full circle. Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott, all these running backs talking about how they devalued and they let go of old buddy because of that situation. Kicked the girl in the butt, sent him to Cleveland. If they had had him, they would have went to Super Bowl. But
I mean, obviously. But
this is what it's going to be. Le'Veon Bell going to have an MVP type of year. Guaranteed.
Wow. What's the record?
Do you think it's going to be the year of running back?
10-6. They don't make the wild card. Somebody, it's going to be a better 10-6 team somewhere else in the AFC.
In the AFC?
I remember it happened to the Titans twice. They were 9-7. They were a better team.
How many 10-6
for ratings and sexiness? They picked another.
How many 10-6 AFC teams can you think of right now? So it'd probably be like the Patriots. It'd probably be like the Patriots. Maybe not the Steelers. Probably the Ravens, because not the Steelers. Oh, it could be the Browns.
It could be the Steelers.
Could be the Browns, could be the Texans. Could be Miami.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be the Texans. It ain't gonna be the Miami Dolphins.
Or Jacksonville, you know, who knows?
Yeah, they're gonna be Jacksonville.
Y'all like Jacksonville for some reason.
Okay. So we got the Chiefs at the top. The Chargers, right, Glass? Am I doing this right?
I got the Chiefs at the top.
Yeah. Oh, you got Chiefs at the top.
Chiefs at the Chargers. You got Chargers at the top, then Chiefs.
Okay.
Me and you got Chiefs and Chargers.
Okay. And then, of course, the Broncos. And then Raiders, right?
In the lowly Oakland Faders.
Yeah.
How long y'all signed so far, man?
Antonio Brown can get money, though. He might not be able to win, but he can get money. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that's what it was.
I like the way you guys get into these little discussions in the comment section, man. We definitely appreciate it, man. We know you straight facts, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta prove it every week. We know you straight facts. Josh Gifford jumping in the chat. Bronco Fanatic jumping in the chat. I don't know who was checking us out over on Facebook, Glass Air. I'm pretty sure the fellas over there was checking that out. So, you know.
They didn't comment, but I seen some eyes.
Yeah, cool. Cool. I appreciate that, everybody.
Checking us out. Denver at the top, Big Benji.
We are.
You said that, bro. You should have never. That's a turnoff.
Look, we slowly ironing these little wrinkles out of our broadcast, man. I promise you we're getting better and better every week. I appreciate you guys for going through the struggle with us. Fellas, why don't y'all go ahead and put yourselves over? Glass, you want to take it first, man?
All right, man. If you don't see me here with my brother JB, Big Q, even though JB kind of delirious right now, nothing but love for you, bro. If you don't see me here on Team Boy TV Live, you can follow me on Twitter at Sage of Sports One. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, The Sage of Sports. If you get in contact with me, email me at thesageofsports@gmail.com.
Good stuff as always. All right, JB, put yourself over for the fans.
I thought you was gonna have this awkward silence. We should have let it be a little moment of awkwardness. How about now? Anyway. You can always catch me here on live on Wednesday nights on Team Boy TV Live or on Twitter @RavenShogun.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah. So, yeah, so when y'all want to put, y'all be trying to call people out. It's
nowhere, bro.
It's always fun, man.
You got to make sure you get Glass and JB's Twitter handles correct. Because, like, I know people are always still using, like, the old stuff. But, yeah. It's always a pleasure. You guys enjoy the rest of the week. And we're going back to the NFC. I think I'm ready to pull a pin out of the grenade. I'm ready to do it, Glass. So you know what that means. We're going down south. The NFC South is next up. Team Boy TV Live. Wow, y'all ready for that?
You know what? I'm going to be easy on you, man. You easy on me today. I'll be easy on you.
So you know that show is always the wildest show we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready for
Panther fanatics out there.
So
man.
That's what we got next week.
T Money, I'll see you next week, bro.
next week. Get ready. All right. Look, y'all be good. We out of here, man. Until next week, y'all take it easy. Peace. Oh, I forgot. Over on the Urban Arena Facebook page, there is a poll. Let us know what you guys, who you guys think gonna win the AFC West. What we just did, right? So do you see the poll up there, Glenn? Yeah, so go over there to Urban Arena, do our little poll, and I will give away the results next week. I forgot to do that last week, so so y'all go ahead and do that. Facebook.com/Urban Arena Media. Y'all do that for us. Next week.
Yahoo Sports. Oh. Hit me up if you want to get the link and the password. We got people coming in right now, which is good. So if you want to get in contact with me, hit me up on all social media, like we just said, and I can pass.
JB, look in the YouTube comments to get T-Money's PSN.
Okay, all right, got it.
So y'all can live stream the match, and we can see it.
All right, bro, all right.
We'll catch y'all next week. Y'all take it easy. Peace.